Christopher Major is 18 years old and stands in front of a cutting board.
I'm just cutting the pork in even pieces. Because after this, I'm going to just have to wait till it's cooked, and then I'm going to just play with it with the tongs.
The pork he's making will go into a banh mi, a sort of Vietnamese sandwich. And eventually he'll serve this dish from the food truck he works on, Vibe 305. All the people who work on the truck are like Christopher. They've had a run-in with the law and were ordered by the court into a program called Empowered Youth. If they pass, they get a chance to work on Vibe 305. Jobs are hard to get if you have a record. Today, they're learning a new menu for the truck's new home called Wynwood Yard.
The menu is kind of weird, but you got to try new stuff.
What's weird about it?
Like guacamole and stuff.
Huh? You're going to want to cut that all the way down into individual pieces.
This is Brad Kilgore, chef at the restaurant Altar. He's the guy responsible for the weird stuff, like bacon-wrapped hot dog with kimchi guacamole. Kilgore and other chefs will help mentor the young guys in the food truck during its three-month residency at the Wynwood Yard. At the end, Vibe 305 hopes it can pitch investors to start a stationary cafe. They need $100,000, and that'll mean about 50 new jobs for people like Christopher, people whose second chance at life isn't that easy. How's your sandwich?
It's quite good. I didn't think it was going to be good with peanuts on it.
He's being very modest. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.